All right. Update on the injury report. Orlando Franklin, ankle, did not participate. Wesley Woodyard, neck, limited. Robert Ayers, shoulder, limited. Sylvester Williams, neck, limited. Sean Phillips, hamstring, limited. Virgil Green, back, full. Wes Welker, ankle, full. Joel Dreesen, knee, full. Eric Decker, shoulder, full. Champ Bailey, foot, full. Chris Cooper, ankle, full. Any questions?
Talk about coming to your quarterbacks, kind of having his back a little bit with comments that were made.
How you know, those are yesterday's comments. Any comments moving forward will be relative to the, you know, game in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil against the Indianapolis Colts.
How do you think Peyton will handle the situation?
You know, like he always does. I mean, I've said many times I've not been around a guy that cares more about winning than Peyton Manning, and you know, he prepares. Raises all boats, so I'm sure he'll do just fine.
Have you sensed he's amped up about this week any more so than usual?
Well, I would hope we're amped up every week. I mean, you got to be in this league. You're playing against professionals. You know, it's a little bit even tougher on the road in this league. So I would think everybody's excited.
Do you like this idea of it doing a pregame tribute to him in Indianapolis? Do you like that idea or not?
You know, it's all part of intros. Our schedule will remain the same. We'll come out like we always do. We'll do what we always do. And, you know, that is get ready to play football.
Are you surprised by all the attention? We haven't seen this many cameras even last year in the playoffs.
I'm not into the camera counting business, but I'll just leave it at that. Very good. I thought he had an outstanding practice. Obviously, he's got fresh legs and ready to roll and excited about the opportunity this week.
What do you think about the loss of body fat?
You know, I mean, he's a strong, explosive guy already. So, you know, we'll save that and kind of understate and see what happens on Sunday.
Did you actually hear Jim Mercier's comments or read them yourself? Or was
that I already said any comments I make moving forward will be about the football game.
Is that done and over with? You guys are moving ahead. Obviously, looking ahead to Sunday now.
I think that was fairly clear, yes.
What have you seen about the Colts and why they're a dangerous team?
You know, I think they got as talented a quarterback, as the young quarterback as there is in the league. You know, I think, you know, comments on Monday Night Football were similar to that as far as, you know, praise for him. And you see it on tape. You know, I think the acquisition of Trent Richardson at running back, they are trying to establish the run with some jumbo personnel as far as a big tight end in the game. You know, their offensive line's doing a good job, both run and pass protection. They've got skilled guys outside. You've got a veteran receiver in Reggie Wayne, as well as a young guy in T.Y. Hilton. You know, the tight end position is a guy that can get vertical. So they've got a lot of weapons offensively. You know, on defense, they got a guy that's leading the NFL in sacks. In Mathis that we had in the Pro Bowl as well. So, you know, a lot of guys, you know, it's every week there's tough games, and playing at that place I know is tough.
How nice was it for you?
Safe to say that Peyton's probably seen pretty much everything in his career except for this because he's going back.
I think he won't be unfamiliar with the stadium. I can speak to that. But anything other than that, you know, as far as his feelings on that, I'll let him speak to that.
Having Ayers back, having Woodyard back, now you got Champ, now you got Vaughn. It's hadn't had that yet this season.
No, I think, you know, it'll be good to have everybody together and, you know, see what kind of impact it has in the game.
All told, this year and a half, how much fun have you had having 18 part of this team here?
Oh, I mean, he's, you know, he's tremendous. And he's done a great job for this organization, for this city. You know, I think you ask anybody in the city of Denver or really the state of Colorado, yeah, I'd say his impact has been pretty impressive.
And you put Tavares up on the 53. What has came down in these 6 weeks on the practice squad?
You know, he's gotten better. He's a young player that's developing, and, you know, that's why we have it. Some people call it practice squad. I call it developmental squad. You know, you're trying to develop young players that could plug in, you know, on your 53-man roster as the season wears on. So it's a move that we made, and we'll see how it works out going forward.
Because you didn't want to risk losing him?
Say again?
Because you didn't want to risk.
Yeah, they are exposed. I mean, that's the rules of the game. You know, you have 53 and you got 8 developmental squad players that, you know, other teams can come after.
Next time you go tee up somebody on the radio, can you call us?
Yeah, no comment.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the time.